Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Fat Cat, and her text is primarily word vomit, and I had to clean it up the best that I could. This is the second time she sent me a topic, and I rejected the first one outright, because I didn't know what the hell she was talking about. This one was still kind of confusing, and I tried to interpret things. Here's what I think she has to say. Hi Sandman, as you already know and your audience may not, I was in a horrible accident, where I fell off a bicycle and my head shattered like Humpty Dumpty on the curve, and my brains were visible like Ray Liotta's in the film Hannibal. I spent a long time in the hospital being put back together again. After going home, I asked my siblings why they never visited me in the hospital, and an argument ensued. I couldn't remember that they were there and that freaked out my parents, who wanted to check on the long-term effects of having your head cracked open like an egg at breakfast. All the brain scans and checks made me realize how frightfully little we know about the workings of the human brain, the conscious and subconscious minds as well. My mother had many arguments with doctors about my changed personality, and the doctors kept going on about how it was a completely normal thing, given the physical and mental trauma that I'd experienced. None of this has been good for my emotional state. The lack of memory of my trauma confuses my consciousness every time, and my subconscious freezes like a scaredy cat. After the accident, my lack of energy and concentration made it hard for me to focus and use my conscious mind at all. Thankfully, there's a backup system that doesn't need the conscious mind. The problem is that that system does not care for what my conscious mind wants, or what anyone else does for that matter. Besides freezing in fear, unlike you, my body is not capable of flight, so fight is the mostly only option. Because of this, I have a problem restraining myself when threatened. The last time I got physical with my sister, I sent her flying into a wall, despite holding back. I don't care if I look like I was being mean when I locked her out of the house. I was more concerned with what would have happened if I did not. This is also why I refused to physically discipline my son. Sparing the rod spoils the child is not an excuse to this behavior. My boy already understands that actions have consequences and behaves himself quite well. This strange backup system in my brain does not scare me. I come to rely on it. Unquote. Well, Fat Cat, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. Sounds to me like you have the perfect plausible deniability. You have the perfect excuse for abusive and violent behavior towards a sister. You can say it wasn't my fault I threw her, a fully grown woman, into the wall, officer. You see, my traumatic brain injury made me a bitch. Obviously, I'm exaggerating just a wee bit here, but you get the message. I just have to say that from talking to you from time to time, I would get the feeling that you were often holding back your anger and fury at some points. So if you can practice self-control with me, then odds are you could do the same with your sister. I'll discuss more in a moment, but first let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Moneyline Investments. This is a premier sports service. If you're interested in making sustainable remote income instead of women stealing your income, then this service is for you. It has a proven track record of getting its clients an average of $1,600 a month with only a $100 investment. The more you invest, the more you make. If you want to make money daily, sign up with MoneylineInvestments.com. And use my promo code Sandman for 15% off your first subscription. If you sign up for the monthly package, you get a 100% money-back guarantee if you don't profit from their three-step system. What are you waiting for? Sign up at the sponsor link down below. Anyways, now back to Fat Cat acting all civil while talking to me while acting like a psycho around her sister Clown World show. I found it a bit contradicting when you say it's not right to be abusive to your son, but it sounds to me like you were abusive to your sister. Correct me if I'm wrong. Maybe instead of being a spanking Sally, you're an overprotective, devouring mother instead. But if your son behaves himself well, then you don't need to discipline him for no reason. What I found the most interesting in your message is you freezing like a deer in headlights when you're in a potentially dangerous situation. That doesn't make you special not going into fight or flight mode right away. The freeze response happens before those two and is an extension of the surprise response in the most primitive parts of the brain. Part of your subconscious is to eliminate trauma and psychological fear. You didn't remember the accident and the events around it because your primitive brain was trying to forget the traumatic situation ever happened to preserve your sanity. Before your subconscious goes into fight or flight mode, you and many people deal with the deer in headlights syndrome. My thinking is that the deer can't judge what to do next because the light is overpowering, and it can't see anything else behind it. Freezing is a part of the hierarchy of responses. Women faint more than men do. You stay in a situation until it's no longer safe to stay. Then your fight or flight kicks in later. It's like you're stuck in analysis paralysis. In nature, animals freeze so they aren't visible to predators. Instead of fight or flight mode and becoming visible, it's a survival strategy. Some people, usually women I know, faint at the sight of blood. The idea is that if you see a lot of blood, your primitive mind thinks that either you or others have been attacked. So that if you faint, you're basically playing dead, hoping that the predator doesn't do anything to you. Animals think in pictures and not words. So they see an animal that's not moving and they tend to immediately assume that it's deceased and therefore won't be a nice snack. Many predators don't eat their dead prey. Also, with nursery web spiders, the females eat the males, so the male's mating strategy is to attach a whole bunch of food to himself and then play dead. Then the female drags around the food in the supposedly dead male. Then when she eats the food, he awakens and then tries to mate, and sometimes it works. In other species, the female plays dead so that the male doesn't want to mate with her. Sounds like Saturday night in most people's bedrooms, with the women just laying there playing dead. Also, Ms. Fatcat, with you not being able to remember the trauma of your accident and everything that happened afterwards, that's very similar to what happens to many women and boys that are victims of sexual abuse. In many cases, remembering trauma might lead to self-deletion, so sometimes forgetting things is the best course of action. They block the trauma out of their minds because of how horrific it was. So you ask me my thoughts about your situation, and I think you're not as innocent as you say, and that you're not a victim to your mind as much as you think. But women like to play the part of that victim so they don't have to take accountability for their actions. I hope you didn't tell your family and your sister that the reason you body slammed her into a wall like Macho Man Randy Savage is because of your brain injury. I also get the feeling that you were upset and pissy with me because I wrote off your first video request. I'm not going to make a video unless there's something slightly interesting in the topic I'm covering. As for your verbal diarrhea and sending me topic messages that I couldn't turn into actual topics, I'm going to be honest, when you dumped that verbal diarrhea on me. That's actually what our coaching calls are for. I'm the emotional tampon and not the audience. In some ways, you're using my audience as an emotional tampon with this request. But I thought it was interesting enough of a topic to let you do it. This time. But next time, who knows? If you choose to do another one, I'm going to have to be honest and let you know if I'm going to cover it or not. Most guys that have been following me for many years know all about your antics. Now I'm also going to have to ask everyone a question about you wanting one of my old worn shirts, Miss Fat Cat. I told you that I would send it to you all dry cleaned, and you said for me to wear it, and then mentioned that there were tests that you could do on the shirt. Maybe someone out there in internet land can explain why a woman might want my worn shirt in a scenario that goes just beyond kinky fantasy land. I jokingly mentioned to you that you might be interested in doing some sort of voodoo spell on me using the shirt. I kind of feel like Belle Delphine selling my bathwater or something. I haven't sent you the shirt yet, but I'd like everyone's input before I do anything. It's an old dress shirt that I haven't worn in about 5 years, and it's decent quality, and I don't think I'll really be wearing dress shirts all that often anymore. I don't really go to formal events like weddings as a guest anymore, and only do so for photography, and usually wear plain monochromatic shirts with a black vest to keep the shirt from flying everywhere after coming loose from my pants, because I'm moving around so much that my shirt is bound to get untucked. But seriously, if I can get more money for a shirt that I used to wear today than when I bought it, I don't really see an issue. Maybe just not include a return address or the wrong one so that there's no way to track it back to me. My brother found out that I was a Sandman when I had a book shipped to my grandmother's house to prevent my address from being revealed. So by doing something to help me, it actually hurt me because my brother checked her mail and found it. It was one of Aaron Clary's books. As for why women are talking so much without conveying information, again, it's just about getting their emotions off their chest. And most of the time, men are okay with it because we want to instinctively make women happy. So we listen to their verbal diarrhea and think it's cute. But if we didn't feel the way that we do about them, then we wouldn't tolerate it. Pretty much what happened with Ms. Fat Cat sent me her first request and I rejected it. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Fat Cat for the donation and two topics, including the first one that I rejected. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Fat Cat is probably going to smash herself while wearing my shirt. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the same man for $45, and I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that dump pages and pages of text onto you wanting you to dump it onto thousands of other men away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.